everybody, and welcome to week number 7 of our 16 Laws of Undeniable Communication, but it's for coaches, right? So it's communication strategies put in the lens of coaching. So this week we're talking about the law of thermostat. So this is week 7 in John Maxwell's book, which we've been using as our content. He has this as week number 13. And for the most part, what he's talking about within that chapter really has to do with like speaking or training. So you're working with a crowd. Some of the things that he talks about are definitely relatable to coaching, especially if you're doing group coaching. But I really want to kind of use some strategies about this thermostat idea that aren't in the book. Okay, so we're connecting John's idea with some other coaching strategies that we may or may not have covered. Maybe you've seen me speaking on a stage and I talk about some of these skills, or if you have asked a question within, you know, our trainings or coaching academy, that kind of thing. Okay, so the tagline for this law this week is that coaches read the room and change the temperature. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the difference between a thermometer and a thermostat. Okay, so a thermometer reads the actual temperature of what is happening right now. So if I go outside this morning, which I'm not going to because as I'm recording this, the thermometer is showing me it's 19 degrees outside. That's too cold. I'm going to stay inside until the sun actually rises, and hopefully it will warm up today. But a thermostat, you set the temperature, and the thermostat is connected to something, whether it be your furnace, your air conditioner, some sort of system that actually gives you a steady temperature regardless of what's happening. So even though the outside temperature shows 19 degrees right now, my thermostat is set at 68 degrees. That's what I feel is comfortable. Some of you are like, oh my gosh, that's way too warm. And some of you are like, oh my gosh, that's way too cold. Well, you get to decide what temperature to put in your own home, okay? But 68 works for me. So regardless of what's happening outside, as long as my system, my heating system has power, it will stay at 68. So even though it's very cold outside, I am just comfortable, okay? So what does this have to do with coaching? Well, first of all, we have to be a thermometer. So when we are with our coaching client, we have to kind of gauge, first of all, for ourselves, where am I at? Right? So really doing that reflection, that check-in, much like some of the other past lessons we've talked about, really doing some pre-session checking in, making sure I'm at the right temperature as the coach, right? And then, you know, reading your client as you're working with them, whether it be in person or virtually some way, where are they at? Right? Are they coming in hot and heavy, like they're angry and something is bothering them? Are they coming in really cold today, like, you know, are they mumbling? Are they not answering questions? Are they just disengaged with the process? So first of all, use your thermometer to check yourself and to check your client. And then use your thermostat. So what that means is that even though if they come in hot and heavy or really cold, how can you get them to a state of regulation right where you are in the present moment and stay at the comfortable temperature for both of you as you're having a session so you can actually get some work done? Okay. Now, there is an argument to be said that sometimes people come in so hot or so cold that the whole session is just getting them to a place of regulation. Consider your work done for the day, okay? However, if you can get there to regulation quicker, you can actually have a really great coaching session, okay? So I'm gonna describe for you an experience that I had many years ago. This was a group coaching experience. So basically, I was coming in to do some training with this staff was covering, 15 counties. So I think there were 12 of them. And they were all doing various things. So they were coaches, they were professional development folks, they were admin staff. But their whole team was supporting all of these different counties within the education system. And I was hired to come in and I was going to spend half a day with them after they did their like quarterly staff meeting, everybody at the same place at the same time kind of thing. And so I was going to come in, I was going to do DISC, I was going to talk about how that relates to our coaching. So many of you who've gone through the coaching academy, you get it. We talk about that all the time. So I was really excited for the day and I came in probably, I don't know, like maybe 20 minutes early. So they were just finishing up their staff meeting as they were eating lunch. And I come in the room and I'm like, something's not right. Something is really off here. And I couldn't get a feel for it. The words that the person hired me to come in, the words sounded fine. The people in the room, their words sounded fine. But their energy was off. I can't explain it other than to know, you know, have you ever been to a place and you walk in and you're like, ooh, that's kind of how I felt. And I was like, okay, this sometimes happens, especially if I'm maybe speaking at a conference and there's a speaker before me who was really boring or just did not engage the crowd. Sometimes there's that kind of an energy. And so I was just curious. And I thought, well, we'll do what we can. So as I used my thermometer and realized that the temperature in the room was not what I wanted it to be or not what was conducive, I was trying to figure out in my mind, how can I be, you know, that thermostat and help people move forward with this? So this was at a time when my philosophy about leadership trainings, you know, somebody hired me, I came in, it was fine. This leader left the room. She said, okay, have a good training. And, you know, now I don't allow that. I actually require that the leaders stay in the room because I've had too many experiences where, you know, you're going through and you're realizing, oh, that leader who hired me, that's actually the person with the issue. So to make a very long story short, what entailed next was almost as soon as that door closed, and many people that were in that room knew me as a person, almost as soon as the door closed, someone said, Michelle, do you want to know what's going on? And I was like, yeah, you better tell me. And they proceeded to help me understand their experience. And I'm not going to go into it other than basically out of 12 of them, they had just been told 9 of them were losing their jobs. And they were also there in person because one person was, you know, having a baby. So they were doing a baby shower and another person was retiring. So they were doing a going away party. So that's what they experienced that morning. Okay. So all of a sudden I am now with a crowd of people who are crying, sobbing. Some are extremely angry. Many are very fearful. And I was like, wow, okay. So I literally took my notes with what I was going to cover that day and I kind of threw them over my shoulder. And I was like, all right, guys, well, we're not going to talk about DISC today. Number one, your brains can't handle it. Number two, we need to get you to a place of empowerment here. And so what ended up happening is I spent several hours with the whole entire group and really just walked them through, you know, a coaching strategy that I use to kind of confront the problem, understand, you know, where their emotions are at right now. What are your options? How are we going to move forward? And so ultimately, I was able to be that thermostat for them. Number one, be a steady, calm, controlled person in the room, and then walk them through possibilities. Quite honestly, the leader should have done that before I got there, but, you know, should is not something that actually exists, right? And so I was blessed to be able to help them all at least get to the next step, at least get their brains to the point where they could see possibilities. And a couple people actually made a decision by the end of the day. So they walked out of there, you know, first of all, feeling like they've been on a wild emotional roller coaster, but they also walked out with this sense of like, okay, I'm going to be okay. All right. So that's what I mean by being a thermometer and a thermostat. Read the room and then be steady, right? Okay. So here are some tips when you are coaching, whether it be individual or group like that. The first thing is set your own temperature. So like we just talked about, you know, doing some reflection, making sure that your needs are met, making sure that you're at a good, steady temperature for yourself, okay? Understanding that you've got to do some prep. You've got to, you know, even if you're coming in hot and heavy that day, right? So like maybe something happened in the morning and you're feeling a little anger, you're feeling a little passion, right? Check it and remind yourself you're there to serve that person you're working with. Or maybe you're coming in a little cold. Maybe something has happened in your life and you're experiencing grief or shame or blame or judgment. Check that. If you need to, set that aside just for a minute while you go work with this other person. And then come back and take care of that, okay? The other thing to think about is you have to be there 100%. You have to be present. So like literally, as I just talked about this, the thing that happened here in my space is my heater kicked on. Well, the thermostat realized, hey, we're dropping in our temperature. So we've got to, you know, kick it up a notch, right? The thermostat is fully present to what's happening in this environment. And it can make changes because it's present. If I lost power, which happened, you know, a couple months ago, you know, got real cold in here, like, I don't know, 37 degrees. It was real cold. So my thermostat was no longer present because it lost power to what was happening in the environment. So it couldn't do anything about it. So when you lose presence in your coaching session, you lose power. Okay. There's also a couple different things that you can do when you are present to influence the temperature. Okay. So the first one is to build rapport, to use your skill of matching. So what is matching? You're kind of like doing exactly what they're doing. So if they're, you know, sitting at the table with their leg crossed, you cross your leg too. If they, you know, if you're standing in your coaching, if they have their hands behind their back, you have your hands behind your back too. This is a subtle subconscious way to send this message to that person. We're alike. We're alike and you like me and this is a good place to be. So you're setting the temperature. Okay. Another way to be a thermostat is to realize that there are times when your coaching client is not out of control, but they're not centered. They're not in that space. And so you can actually mirror them. So it's kind of like matching, but not really. So like, how do I explain this? Think about, you know, you can set your tone, your breath, your volume, your speed, the amount of pausing, even changing position if needed. So really what you're doing, if you realize that your client is kind of getting on the crazy train, right, in that reality section when they're going off and they're really in their feelings and you want to calm them down, you can lean forward. You can actually tap very lightly on the desk, like as you are breathing nice, normal, natural, you can tap on the desk. And don't be weird about this. You can do it very subtly. But basically, that is my subconscious communicating to your subconscious, it's okay. Take a breath. You can calm down, right? You can even say that. You can say, all right, I'm noticing that your volume is going up, that you're talking really, really fast. I'm noticing that as you're going through, there's a lot of feelings coming through here. Can we just take a pause, breathe, and now tell me what's happening? Okay, so you can actually say that. I used to never interrupt somebody for a pause, but I realized that there are certain personality styles, those that are more outgoing, they will just continue to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. They need somebody to say, all right, let's take a break. Let's pause. Now process what you just said. And then, you know, they can come to a new awareness. Okay. They don't need to pay me to have what I call verbal diarrhea. You can have that with anybody. They need to pay me to be the thermostat to say, "Woo, we got too hot there. Let's bring it down." Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So you, because you are the coach, you are not involved in their story, their experience, their reality. You're listening to that. You are the one that needs more awareness in that moment. They do not have that awareness. So it is your job to notice all of the things that I just described and to use one of those skills. So for example, if you know that your client is, you know, off on the crazy train and you've had them pause, you know, you can say, all right, we're going to pause, right? But then when you share something with them, all right, I noticed that your voice is getting really loud. And you're really in your feelings right now, right? So do you notice the change in my tone and my pace and my volume? So I'm setting the temperature for them again. They don't have to do that, but basically this is like my air conditioning has kicked on and like, come on down, bring that temp down, okay? Does that make sense? So when you begin to point out the pattern of what's happening, they can adjust their own temperature. So you don't have to tell them that this is what you're doing, but they can start to adjust. They will also, over time, the more that you work with them and do this strategy, they will be able to do that in their normal life. Okay, so it's not just whatever issue or problem you're trying to solve or growth area that you're working on. You're literally instilling in them a pattern or habit that's going to help them with all of their other relationships. Pretty cool, huh? All right. And then after, it's just as important to come back to yourself and check on your own temperature, especially if the session has been particularly hot, okay, that there's been a lot that's happened, there's been a, you know, a steady pace, you know, that kind of thing. Just checking in and doing some reflecting, maybe even going back to your stick chick model and going, "Whoa, I feel hot. Why do I feel hot about this? What triggered me or what came up for me?" Right? Even just pausing and coming back to a regulated temperature before you go on to your next thing or work with your next person. It is huge in your coaching practice. Okay. So I made a very simple graphic for you. It's like, you know, preschool simple because I was bringing back my preschool days. It's just one graphic, three thermometers. This is pre-session, during session, and after session. So, you know, obviously before you go into a session, what temperature are you? So first of all, you know, put a little X or something on there and say, this is where I'm at right now. And then if you are too hot or too cold, do your adjustment until you feel like you're right in the middle where it's comfortable, right? The during, you can use that for yourself during if you feel like that's not going to come into play for the session. So every now and then, you know, when I'm taking notes or whatever, I feel like I can just say, okay, I'm here on the thermometer and come right back to the present moment. If you are not there with your practice yet, do not do that. You can actually do the reflection for during right after. So you before you go on to the third part, you say, all right, during this session, where was I at? What was my temperature like? Okay. And then the final reflection is, okay, now that the session is done and I'm like breathing again normally and I'm back to who I am as a person, what is my temperature? Okay. Now, when you start to do this more often, you're going to notice patterns for yourself, right? So, you know, when you do the pre-reflection and you realize I'm really hot or I'm really cold, ask yourself why. Right? What happened to get you to that temperature? You're going to notice patterns with certain people. So certain people might have an effect on you. If they come in hot and heavy, you might feel that hotness or not. And so you can notice with different clients, what's the temperature like? Is there something that I do or something that I think or some strategy or skill that I use during that session that helps with the temperature? Afterwards, do I immediately feel better? That might be a sign that you're an empath. If you're taking on someone else's temperature and they leave and you immediately feel better, well, now you have to, you know, really delve into this idea of how do I know it's my feelings and not theirs, right? So there's a world of possibilities how you could use this very simple reflection. I'm also going to throw this out too, because I know we have several people who are in the coaching realm with Girl by One, that they print out these resources and they actually use them in their practice. And so this would be a great one to print out and to laminate, because if you're going to use this over and over and over again, you can use a whiteboard marker. You know, you're going into a session, just do that really quickly, and then you can go on. Then you can erase it, and there you go. You have it again for the next person. This is also a good one too, if you take detailed coaching notes. This is a good one to put in the coaching notes, and you can notice a pattern over time with your client, okay? So again, use it for, you know, whatever you want. It's totally up to you. It's there. Don't use it. I don't really care. I'm not the homework police. So at the very least, I want you to be thinking this next week about temperature. Temperature in your sessions. And what is your temperature like? What is their temperature like? And pick one thing to practice. Okay? All right. Have fun. With that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.